Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. When I get back home to eat, oh, how lovely cooks the meat. I smell it far away, and I thought of it all day. She's cooking the meat for me. What a meal it's gonna be.
That's perfect.
Cause I had steak fajitas last night.
I had steak for lunch yesterday. I love steak. Steak is the best. And that's actually music, a great introduction, because we want to talk about the quality and the taste of Arizona beef. Arizona is actually really known for the quality that they produce. And I'm struck by how some people have become connoisseurs in trying different breeds and stuff. And so my question to you, to both of you, I'll just toss it out to both of you. Why are we so good at beef production here in the state of Arizona?
Well, you know what? I'll talk about like the environment part of it, and then Andy can talk about the actual animal part of it. But I think we're so good at producing beef in Arizona because we have a controlled environment, right? And so we have so many days of sunshine. We have a pretty mild climate, which means we don't have to worry a lot about parasites and pathogens and things like that. So we have very healthy cattle in that sense. Andy was talking about the grasses when we went to break. And, you know, I was just recently visiting with North Carolina Young Farmers and Ranchers, and they kept saying to me, you know, how do you ranch out here? And I'm like, actually, it's not that difficult when we get rain, because the nutrient content of the grasses is much higher than what you would see in the Midwest, where they just have like a monoculture of wheat or whatever. And so environment-wise, it's actually a really good place to raise grazing animals that are used for human consumption. So on that side. And then, of course, those nutrients translate into the beef. So, Andy?
Yeah, that's a good description. I mean, everyone always asks, well, why would you want to ranch in Arizona? You know, because one, that I talked about the diversity of plants, so that we have you know, they also eat shrubs and forbs, and we can grow, if we get rain, we can grow feed year round where most places can't. And, you know, I've talked to ranchers that have actually moved from Arizona to, you know, east, and they think, oh, well, there's all this grass, but it's usually just a few grass species, and the cattle, they're surprised because they're like, oh, there's grass everywhere. The cattle aren't doing as well. Well, it's just like any diet, the more well-rounded you have, the better health the animals. And then, of course, like Stephanie said, the dry climate, that's why all the feedlots and big dairies are wanting to come to Arizona, because we don't have to deal with the diseases and so forth that they do where we're in a wetter climate. You know, our quality hasn't always been the top, you know, for the country. You know, of course, Iowa and places are known for their genetics, but I think ranchers that have made it this far are looking a lot more into DNA testing and the genetics and so forth of the animals. And I mean, there's a wide array of what people consider quality. You know, people, you know, that like grass-fed, some people like grass-fed beef, and we can, you know, grass-feed them year-round here. And so, but I think the quality's gotten a lot better in the last few years.
A 3-ounce serving of lean beef is an excellent source of protein, supplying more than half of the protein most people need each day. So basically, we need to keep eating beef.
Well, you know, I would say 3 times a day is not enough, but no, I think, you know, that people underestimate the amount of nutrition you can get from a very small amount of beef. Like you said, it's 3 ounces, right? So like, if you think about the pandemic, everybody was taking zinc, right? Because they were thinking, okay, I'm going to boost my immunity. One of the best things about eating beef is the amount of zinc that's in it. And so you can eat that beef, you can get the immune booster, you can get the energy booster from your vitamin B. You know, of course, you've got the iron and the protein, which builds muscle. So I really think that beef has been underestimated over time in terms of the nutrition value that incorporating it into your diet every day.
Well, and they even talk about how those first 5 years of our life, incorporating the right meat proteins is actually good for your brain health.
Absolutely.
For kids that in developing countries that don't have access to that, that's sometimes one of the reasons why they are really challenged with their test taking and other things. So beef, it's what's for dinner. That's what they say. That's from the American Beef Council.
Beef Council.
Yes. Yep. We want to give credit where credit's due. So, Stephanie, I know this has been front and center with you and part of what you do as president for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Talk more about the efforts to get more regional meat plants operating in this country.
Well, we've done a lot of work on that, both in Arizona and nationally. And the fact is that we saw during the pandemic the supply chains were tested in terms of people being able to access local food. And so there's a resurgence or a surgence of people wanting to have food produced locally. And so the issue is in the western United States is there's not a lot of large processing facilities. Most of them are in the Midwest or this Texas, different places like that. And so at Farm Bureau, what we've been doing is we've been working with our policymakers to find out what kind of funding it would take, what kind of rules changes it would take in terms of inspection and getting more inspectors out on the ground. You know, what works for a small processor, you know, or what works for a big processor often doesn't work for a small processor.
And if there's a silver lining, that's one thing that I have been appreciated about the pandemic is it's waking everyone up to realize we need to bring and source more things local, not just food, but, you know, manufacturing and the resources we have here locally.